I think part of it is because of the publicity that some of these arrests have gotten. People become more aware of it. Teachers and guidance counselors and most of the people in the Department of Education are mandated reporters, so they have to report these things.
Now, you've said some of that could be because of the publicity, but you also were telling me that there is more access now between adults and students than before.
Yeah, that goes back.
Can you describe that? What do you see?
Well, you see, first of all, cell phones. Cell phones give the adults in the school system who are interested in the students, it gives them access to them. They can call a student on a cell phone, and the student's parents may not know anything about it. We've even had several cases where the adult in the investigation actually purchased a cell phone for the student so that he could contact the student or she could contact the student.
You're a separate agency from the NYPD, so can you talk about what happens when a case comes to your attention and what qualifies as a case that you're going to investigate?
Generally speaking, someone in the school, either a student or a guidance counselor or a teacher, is told that there's inappropriate behavior taking place. Now, that inappropriate behavior may only be remarks, you know, or it may be what we would call non-sexual touching, you know, touching someone's hair, shoulder, arms, things like that, you know. Or it may be that there's an allegation that a teacher or a guidance counselor is having some kind of an inappropriate relationship with a student. And that often comes from other students. And when that gets to someone in the school itself, they are mandated reporters, so they will notify us, and if it involves some kind of sexual criminality, they will notify the police department.
But you get the cases that are not criminal.
We get the cases that are not criminal. Now, the cases that are criminal, we monitor them, because if the police investigation doesn't show criminality, or if prosecution fails because the student will not testify or something like that, then we will look at the case from an administrative standpoint. You know, I don't have to prove a sexual relationship if I can prove that the relationship is inappropriate. And we can do that, for example, if there are numerous cell phone calls between the student and the adult, or text messages. It used to be that the cell phone calls would be maybe in the dozens over a period of time. The text messages is now running to the hundreds and the thousands, you know.
All between one student and one teacher.
And between one student and one teacher or guidance counselor or paraprofessional or secretary or whatever title there is, custodian. If we can show that, you know, then the Department of Education will charge the person based on what we've been able to show, and it'll go before an arbitrator, and generally the arbitrator will rule in favor of the Department of Education, and in a lot of these cases, they'll terminate the person.
How many, though, of your cases are substantiated? Because just because you get a lot of complaints doesn't mean there's anything to them. You don't even choose to investigate all of them.
We probably substantiate somewhere around 40 to 45% of the cases that we investigate.
Of all kinds.
Of all kinds. On the sexual misconduct, we substantiate a lesser percentage.
So when we talk about why there are more of these cases making the headlines right now, do you think the police are doing anything differently? Do you see, because you monitor their investigations, are they going after cases too?
Well, the number of cases that we're monitoring over the first 3 months of this year are up, which would mean that the police have taken more cases this year than over the same period of time last year.
So they're not doing sting operations, looking for school aids?
No, they're not doing sting operations, things like that. No,
this all has to be
coming. They're responding to complaints.
Chancellor Walcott just went back in response to all the attention and reviewed employees that your office had previously investigated to see if they were sufficiently disciplined, and he wound up removing or firing a total of 8 teachers and school employees. And there was one individual, I remember, that your office had been looking at him for years. He'd worked for the school system for probably 20 years, and you had written him up numerous times for being inappropriate.
We had written him up several times, yes.
And so did you say anything to the Department of Ed?
They know that. When we send them the letter, quite often in the letter we'll say, this is not the first time. And then it's up to the Department of Education as to how they pursue that.
Do you think that these numbers are really growing when you say you've gotten more complaints, or do you think it was underreported in the past and that in a system this large, you can expect to have that many types of complaints?
I can only go by the complaints that we receive. And over the past 10 years, I think the number of complaints that we're receiving have doubled over that period of time. So either there's a greater awareness or there's a greater understanding that because you're a mandated reporter, if you don't report something, you can be charged with not reporting it, and we can substantiate charges against you for that.
Do you think your office needs to do anything differently? Do you have the resources you need? I've read that you have 6 attorneys and 43 investigators. Is that enough for a system this large?
Well, if this increase in complaints that we've seen in the first 3 months continues at that pace, then obviously we're going to look for more resources.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.